There's a time and a place for a fillet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is John Batchelor from a much longer conversation with my colleague, Colonel Jeff McCaws in CBS News, about the Houthis who have hijacked a container ship, the Galaxy Leader, and are holding the crew hostage. Jeff reminds all that those two need to be helped, and there needs to be intervention, international intervention or Israeli intervention. 25 people are being kept against their will, and they're being kept by Houthis, who are a surrogate for Iran, part of the larger canvas that we're dealing with in a wider war, not just Gaza, but also Hezbollah, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Houthis, and all of these elements are like buttons that are pushed in Tehran. Now, Houthis are one of those buttons. They attempted a second container ship, were interrupted. They keep attempting to penetrate Israeli airspace with drones or missiles. The reports of firing anti-ship missiles may or may not be accurate, but they do have anti-ship missiles. Here's Jeff on the 25 hostages held by the Houthis, a local tribe that took over all of Yemen. A man named Houthi leads them. They are the adversary.
Without question, John, that's totally true. And in fact, it was twice that U.S. naval vessels actually intercepted either missiles, cruise missiles, or drones fired by the Houthis in the direction of Israel. One was the USS Carnaby, and a second destroyer as well intercepted it. So we've seen the Houthis do this several times. But I think it's also worthwhile to focus on the fact, while we talk about the hostages being released in Gaza, that now we have 25 hostages, the crew of the Galaxy Leader, and now being held in Yemen by the Houthis. They don't contain, by the way, any Israelis or any Americans for that way. The crew are an international mix of Bulgarians, Filipinos, Mexicans, and Ukrainians. The Houthis have said that they are being held consistent with quote-unquote Islamic values, but I'm not quite sure what that means if I'm a hostage or a prisoner. But they too ought to be sought after in terms of some international body trying to seek their release. This particular vessel was flying a Bahamian flag. It was not an Israeli flag vessel. It was owned by a British company. The owner of the company is a very wealthy Israeli, if that's a connection. And the Houthis have said that they will continue to target any vessel they encounter in the Red Sea area that is linked to or owned by Israel.
Thank you.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's black bean burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
There's a time and a place for a fillet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.